The government pays close attention to Jamaica's rankings on a number of internationally recognized reports. They are important tools in tracking the country's effort to improve the ease of doing business and in assessing how attractive we are to investors. Chief among these publications is the World Bank's Doing Business Report, which provides specific, measurable categories for which the government can initiate reforms to boost the ease of doing business in Jamaica. On today's program, we hear how Jamaica has performed on the Doing Business Report in recent years, as well as steps being taken to move the country up the rankings by 2020.
In terms of the Doing Business Report, in 2013, we were at number 91 out of 185 countries. We took a big leap in 2015, down to 58 out of 189 countries. Since then, we have slipped slightly to 67 out of 190 countries, but we are still a lot further ahead than 91. So we are still doing extremely well.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. At 67th, Jamaica is ranked second in the Caribbean behind Puerto Rico for ease of doing business. Ms. Edwards outlines some of the reforms that have made the leap from 91st possible.
The single business registration super form, as they call it, which allows you to go online and register your business largely online, and that will also push us even further forward in the rankings. We have also seen the operationalization of credit bureaus, and that has helped us a lot and helped SMEs a lot with access to credit. And then the secure transaction framework, which allows the use of personal and private property, mobile property, as collateral for loans with banks. These are things that have helped us a lot to move up the ranking.
The government's goal is to see Jamaica in the top 10 on the Doing Business ranking by the year 2020. Several reforms need to be executed for this to be accomplished. These include improving trading across borders, for which Jamaica is ranked 131st out of 190 countries.
So we are really focused on a trade facilitation agenda, which will help us to reduce the obstacles and barriers to export and the cost of exporting. Some of the reforms to date have been the single electronic window, which we are building through the port community system. That is going to allow paperless trading with Jamaica. Registering property is another big area. We're at number 123 in the doing business. And that means the electronic land titling program is going to be a huge removal of that barrier to registering a property.
Another area being targeted for major improvement is the speed with which persons can be connected to the electricity grid, particularly within rural parishes. And with the support of the National Competitiveness Council and led by Tax Administration Jamaica, the government is also working to simplify Jamaica's tax infrastructure.
The time taken to pay taxes is still way too long. We are taking, for instance, 100 hours more than the OECD countries to pay taxes. So that is clearly an area where we need to do a lot better.
It's easy to get cynical about the pace at which improvements in the ease of doing business are being made, but Ms. Edwards believes that Jamaica is on a solid trajectory to becoming one of the most competitive destinations for doing business.
I would say that if you give it another year to 18 months, you will see a transformation of the Jamaican business environment. And that transformation will mean you'll go online and set up your business, you will interact with government primarily online. I think people have to have a bit of faith because we are in a transformation process and transformation takes some time. We just got to keep the faith and keep on lobbying. And we think that with the reforms that we have planned and that are already in train, we stand a great chance of getting into the top 10 by 2020.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. The National Competitiveness Council is a multi-agency private-public partnership managed by JAMPRO, which falls under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. For more information about the work of the National Competitiveness Council, contact JAMPRO at 978-7755 or visit jamaicatradeandinvest.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.